Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm spending time with Professor Bill Taubman of Amherst College. With his brother Philip Taubman, they've published a book filled with information not seen before, really good information. However, McNamara remains often a cipher. Often a cipher to this amateur reader. A new history. After the Pentagon, there is the World Bank. He becomes president of the World Bank. He arrives very early in the morning, leaves late at night, travels the world, is repairing himself after years of struggle at the Pentagon. However, Professor, the World Bank at this point, what is its job? Because when he first takes over, he's surprised at how little it's doing, a very small portfolio.
Well, he's in charge, although he's in charge in part because he's appointed by the American president, which is the U.S. is the biggest contributor to the World Bank. But he has a council of people from all other countries who are contributing to the bank. And he sees that he wants to be individually running the bank. And the first thing he decides is it's giving too little money to the poorest of the poor. It's spending most of its money on infrastructure, dams, highways, things like that. And so he carries out a revolution at the World Bank in which they redirect much of their money to trying to help, as I say, and as he says, the poorest of the poor. One example of that is he becomes aware of river blindness, which is a terrible disease, which in a certain part of Africa is transmitted by mosquitoes and other bugs and has the effect of blinding the poor peasants whom they bite. And he is taken to see the result, which is little boys leading 10 or 15 blind men along a riverbank because they can't see. And he decides that there ought to be a program to attack this. He institutes such a program. It has a major effect. And this is an example of McNamara doing the right thing, doing what he had originally thought of doing when he went to Harvard Business School. That is combining whatever it is he does with serving the world. And he now sees himself as doing that. And in that sense, his stint at the World Bank is a kind of repentance, I think, for what he has done in Vietnam. And in Vietnam, he says to him, he says of himself afterwards, I killed tens of thousands of people, and I want to explain to them. I owe them an explanation.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Professor, because I want to go back to that original conversation we had about LeMay. You flagged for me in your book that McNamara, in talking about his life story, only mentions the Pacific campaign briefly, doesn't give any detail. We have reason to believe he was on Guam March 9th, 1945, the firebombing of Tokyo. He called attention him not talking about this. Did he, in his interviews that he gave in the 80s and 90s, and he wrote about autobiography, I believe, in 95,
yes,
about his time, he didn't talk much about the Pacific. Did he talk about the bombing in Vietnam? Bombing was the tied those events together. Was that important to him, or was the confession more general than that?
No, he talked about the bombing because he had learned from his own study and the study of others that the bombing did not break Germany. It did not utterly break the morale of German civilians. This was the assumption. This was the conclusion. And he applied this to Vietnam. When the generals wanted to bomb North Vietnam, he went along with it. But when they wanted to bomb it more than he wanted, he resisted it. And he cited what he thought were the lessons of World War II. But I'm not sure he cited, in fact, I'm pretty sure he did not cite his own sense of guilt about the firebombing of Tokyo with a cost, with the death, producing the death of 100,000 people.
And Agent Orange, did he write about that? Did he confess about that too?
Yes, he did. He wrote about that, and he said he was not aware of what its effects would be. If he had known that it would be poisoning not only Vietnamese but American soldiers, he would not have allowed it.
Yes, I noted that he said that he wasn't well briefed or briefed at all about the toxicity of Agent Orange. I was surprised by that because that's his Pentagon. He had a handle on everything, but not that detail. All right. The World Bank.
He may have lied about that. He lied about a great deal.
The confessions. There were serial confessions because there would be interviews, there would be books, there would be pieces of books. It continued well into the 90s. And in the 21st century, he became more and more frail. The relationship with his children, however, was tattered, and it does not seem to have been repaired. Is that a fair conclusion?
His children claim it was repaired. Craig McNamara, who wrote a book about his father and Vietnam called Because Our Fathers Lied, was deeply estranged from his father, but argues that at the very end, they were reconciled. I don't think he was as deeply estranged from his two daughters. I had the sense, I got to know one of them quite well, that she was very fond of her father. She told me stories about how he broke away from the Pentagon to fly all the way out to California to help her with her studies because he knew she was having trouble. But you're right to say there were terrible times in his family life when his relationship, especially with his son, was fractured. And furthermore, McNamara felt that it was Vietnam that killed his wife. She died of cancer, but he was convinced that she had taken ill as a result of the stress that she felt about the war and its effect on their family.
McNamara at War. A New History, Philip Taubman, William Taubman. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.